Hello, volleyball fans, and welcome back to another Continental Volleyball Conference podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, with this week's list of recaps and upcoming matchups. This week saw its fair share of winning streaks and losing streaks, and starting off this week's rundown is Karen, who dropped a pair of matches last week to Teal and Juniata, extending their losing streak to 4 games. The Highlanders stand at 7-8 on the season. For the Juniata Eagles and last week's Player of the Week, Alex McColgan, the win went along with their Friday night victory of CVC foe Stevenson. The Eagles currently post an 18-3 overall record and bumped up to number 1 in the AVCA rankings. For number 15-ranked Stevenson, the loss to Juniata was their only one of the week, as the Mustangs defeated Hannibal LaGrange, Lancaster Bible College, and Teal College, upping their mark to 13-6 on the year. As for Teal, the loss to the Mustangs came after their clean 3-0 sweep over Karen Friday night. The Tomcats are just over 500 with a 10-9 record. Despite strong performances from freshman outside hitter Bryce Ernsberger, the Marymount Saints had a tough week of play as they dropped matches to Springfield, Harvard, and MIT. The Saints are currently 6-13 on the season. And wrapping up the CVC East Division recaps is Eastern Mennonite, who surged to a 5-game win streak this past weekend with victories over City College of New York, Lancaster Bible College, York Polytechnic, and New Jersey City. The Royals upped their overall record to 10-9. Speaking of winning streaks, Carthage extended their winning streak to 5 games as well, with wins over Fontbonne and Mount St. Joseph's. With the wins, the Redmen move up to number 4 in the AVCA rankings and post an 11-5 overall record, and all of their wins came in 3-0 sweeps. For Mount St. Joe's and Fontbonne, their losses to the Redmen went along with their losses to the Dominican University Stars in this week's Player of the Week, Alex Coyne. Coyne is a 6'3" freshman setter from Naperville, Illinois, and bounced back from an earlier season injury to help lift the Stars to a pair of wins this past weekend, as he totaled 153 assists, 12 kills, 12 blocks, and 19 digs. Here's what he had to say about his success and what it means to the university's first ever men's volleyball program that currently stands at 9-10 on the season.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm good.
Congratulations on being CVC Player of the Week.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Alex, you had a very successful week, 153 total assists across 4 matches, and you averaged just under 11 assists per set. So what clicked for you this weekend in connecting with your hitters?
I think that our passing from our like our liberos and our outsides improved a lot over this weekend. I feel like it just like the atmosphere of playing in New York helped a lot, and that transferred into playing some of our home matches in the last 2 games as well. But our passing, especially serve receive, was on point in all 4 of those games, and our hitters, I think I was really connecting with our hitters after being out for a game and a half, just kind of getting back into the flow of things, and we just connected at just on a better level.
Mm-hmm. Serve-receive definitely is the key behind running an effective offense, and it's funny that you talk about passing, because you actually had 19 digs yourself, so you definitely were stepping up defensively. You had 12 blocks and 12 kills. So where did that come out of? Was it kind of, bonus for you? Or is this something that you're used to also contributing more from that all-around performance in addition to being kind of the quarterback of the team?
We've all pumped up and just, you know, getting our first couple conference wins. I feel like everyone was just, you know, playing their best of the season so far. And for me, just a couple digs here and there, that just, you know, head coach, I'm not the best defensive player out there by far, but I guess just a couple of the balls came my way and I happened to, you know, make a play on them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It always helps. to be well-rounded. So now, Alex, you're the second player for the Stars to be named as Player of the Week, as Charlie Spry was Player of the Week earlier this season. So what thoughts go through your head about what this means to your team, being that it's a first-year program for the university?
I feel like it's really cool because, you know, like you said, being a first-year program, no one really expected us to do much. I feel like, you know, with these two awards, one for Troy, one for myself, we're kind of pinning a couple heads. You know, we're 9-9 right now, so I forget where we were placed in the beginning. But I feel like we're turning a lot of heads. It's really good, you know, I guess for future recruits. I know our coach is really proud of us, you know, how we're doing this year so far and how, you know, what we're looking into the future to do as well. But it's a huge honor. I know Charlie played out of his mind when we went to the crossover. I know he deserved every bit of that award. And, you know, I've just been trying to do my part of the team, and it was just an honor to receive the award.
Definitely. And as you mentioned, the team is sitting at 500 right now with a 9-9 overall record. And being that you are a first-year program, your lineup is full of freshmen, but yet your team has managed to stay very competitive ever since the first match of this year, regardless of whether you faced a veteran program or a new team like yourselves. So what really needs to happen moving forward to keep adding to that win column and get you guys back up above that 500 mark?
I know our coach has talked to us about this, and to do, like, you know, through time, practice, putting in hard work, you know, off the court and on the court, just getting stronger, that, you know, we'll continue to improve, you know, at coming to be sophomores, juniors, and even seniors. You know, we have, you know, good recruits coming in. And I think we talked about this a lot when we took our trip to New York, but our coach prided us on how we played. We just need to learn how to win and against those top-ranked teams because, you know, we were extremely close even though we lost in three to NYU, Sunny New Paltz, and then we lost in four to Stevens. We just need to learn how to win, and I feel like that comes through time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right on the cusp there. So it'll definitely be interesting to see you guys progress as the season continues. So, but again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me, and congrats, and best of luck from here on out.
Oh, thank you.
While Coyne and the Stars had a successful weekend, the number 11-ranked Lakeland Muskies handed them their lone loss on the week in a 3-0 sweep. Alec Redlick led the way for Lakeland with 19 kills, while Tyler Boyce added 10 and Jordan Smith had 40 assists and 9 digs. The Muskies stand at a 13-6 mark. And rounding out this week's list of recaps is MSOE, who snapped their losing streak with a 3-2 victory over Siena Heights. The Raiders were led by the hand of Logan Barenwald as the freshman outside hitter tallied 17 kills. Teammate Nick Manning added 13 kills and Joe Humphall finished with 31 assists. The Raiders moved to 4-9 overall. Looking ahead to this week, Coyne and the Stars will return to the court Tuesday evening to take on Ramapo College and MSOE. Then on Thursday, they will travel to Lakeland Muskie territory for a night game. Although the Muskies will take their home court Thursday, they will be on the road leading up to that as Lakeland travels to Fontbonne Friday and Mount St. Joseph on Saturday. After taking on Lakeland Friday, the Fontbonne Griffins will face off against MSOE Saturday. For the Raiders, they have a busy week of play as in addition to their games against Fontbonne and Dominican University, MSOE will play Mount St. Joe's, Ramapo, and Carthage College. Not only will Carthage host MSOE on Wednesday, but the Redmen will also host and compete against Baruch, Teal, Nazareth, and Ramapo this weekend. While the Juniata Eagles have the week off, several CVC teams have one match this week. Karen will travel to Stevenson Wednesday night, Eastern Mennonite will be on the road against Lancaster Bible College, and Marymount will host Penn State Altoona. As always, you know you can check in right here at www.thecvc.org for all the latest conference updates and live footage of the action. And while that wraps up this week's rundown, make sure you tune in right here with me, Danielle Dwyer, for next week's podcast. But until then, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC. Until next time, have a great week.